You're listening to SBS News.
The 28th ANU poll of just over 2,000 people shows only 30.4% of respondents believe Australia needs more people, compared to 69.6% who felt the country did not. Support for a big Australia has fallen significantly since a similar question was asked in 2010, when 45.8% of respondents felt the country needed more people. Lead researcher Nicholas Biddle says the main reasons cited by those who don't support population growth include concerns about traffic, congestion, housing affordability and employment.
It's not necessarily migration itself, and particularly not reaction to migrants themselves. What it is a view that the infrastructure investment, our training, our education system, increases in supply of housing, that hasn't kept up with the population growth. So yes, one response to these findings might be to reduce the size of the migrant intake. Another response might be to make sure that the infrastructure investment and the benefits which we get from a growing population are counterbalanced by investments to make sure that it's not having those negative effects.
The 15% drop is largely attributable to falling support levels among men, from 53.4% in 2010, dropping to 32.8% in 2018. Just over 38% of women thought Australia needed more people in 2010, but in 2018 that figure had dropped to 28.2%. Younger people, especially those aged 25 to 34, showed the greatest support for population growth, while people aged 45 to 54 showed the lowest. Mr. Biddle says those who support population growth cite the economic benefits, the need for a skilled workforce, and easing overpopulation overseas as the main reasons.
I think what people want is to make sure that those gaps in the workforce are being filled, but that's not being done at the expense of training of either the Australian-born population or of recent or previous cohorts of migrants.
Last year, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he intended to cut Australia's permanent migration intake by about 30,000 people, citing public concern about congested cities. The federal government sets an annual cap for skilled and family migration, currently at 190,000, with skilled migrants distributed through a range of visa streams. Despite the cap remaining at 190,000 in the last financial year, where it has remained since 2011, the actual intake fell to 163,000 under the coalition government. On the streets of Sydney, opinion on population growth was mixed.
If you go to aged care, cleaning, hospitality, you can hardly find any white people working there, all migrant there. Sorry, I'm not racist, but what I'm saying is you have to find the labour force to work in Australia. Otherwise, what are you going
to
do?
It's good to help other countries and stuff out, but there should be laws on how many can come in.
Well, Australia is large and it fits a lot of people. And if they stop people from overseas investing in Australia, then they'll maintain the value of the properties so our children can afford to buy properties.
John Daly is the Chief Executive Officer of the Grattan Institute of Policy Research Group. He says the ANU poll is consistent with other recent surveys showing growing concern about migration and its implication on housing and congestion in our major cities. Mr. Daly says the findings are not particularly surprising, given that housing supply, especially in Melbourne and Sydney, is only just starting to keep up with population growth. Mr. Daly says governments have a difficult choice in trying to figure out how best to handle population policy.
Either they can ensure that planning policy allows enough housing to be built, ensure that our transport policies are getting enough additional infrastructure in place. That's option one, and it's probably the best option, although it's politically pretty difficult, particularly around housing. Option two is that they can look at constraining the number of skilled migrants, or they could reduce the number of additional international students that are coming here this every year. Now, none of those policy solutions are particularly attractive, But those are the things that will actually make a difference.
The ANU poll also gauged opinion on support for an expansion of the regional migration program, asking the respondents if they supported policies requiring new migrants to live in regional towns or cities for a period of time. In total, just over 70% of respondents agreed or strongly agreed with policies requiring migrants to do so, but support was lower for people who live outside of the capital cities at 66.1%. Mr. Daly says the issue of regional migration remains a contentious one.
There's a big risk that governments will try and buy off voter concern about migration with some new regional migrant program. Those kind of programs, as this survey shows, are extremely popular. The catch is there's absolutely no evidence that they work. So there's a big reason that governments will give people what they think they want, but in the long run, they won't actually improve the situation.
Other findings in the survey show 46.1% of those who say they will vote for the Greens Party at the next election supported population growth. Labor voters stand at 33.6%, while coalition voters had the lowest level of support at 26.6%. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.